The province released the 2021 Sunshine List on Friday afternoon, which details public sector employees whose salaries exceed $100,000. This year, more than 244,389 public servants made the list, up from 205,000 last year. The town of Midland listed 20 employees, including Chief Administrative Officer David Deneau at the top of the list, $203,906, for his first full year with the town, followed by Executive Director of Environment and Infrastructure Andy Campbell, $186,427, and Fire Captain Douglas Ward, $152,276. The Sunshine List includes government employees, as well as those that work for Crown agencies, municipalities, hospitals, boards of public health, school boards, universities and colleges, Ontario Power Generation, and other public sector employers who receive a significant level of funding from the provincial government. In the Penetanguishene list of 11 entries, Chief Administrative Officer Jeff Lees took front spot, $166,030, Director of Emergency Services Paul Ryan and Joint Fire Chief for Midland and Penetanguishene Fire Departments followed, $130,534, and Finance, Treasurer Director Carrie Robillard, $129,708, and Public Works Director Brian Murray, $124,901, also made the list. Tay Township, meanwhile, had 5 employees on the list, down from 8 the year prior, led by Sal Lindsay Barron, $141,930, and General Manager of Corporate Services Daryl O'Shea, $140,951. At Tiny Township, 11 workers were featured this time around, led by Public Works Director Tim Leach, $141,676, Planning and Development Director Sean Persaud, $136,022, and Fire Chief and Director of Fire and Emergency Services Dave Flewelling, $135,257. Sal Robert Lamb, who came on board part way through the year, was paid $133,167. 2 paramedics from Beausoleil First Nation were also on the list, Craig Smith, $107,764, and Benson Carter, $100,099. Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care led the area with 207 employees on the list, a jump from 189 last year. The Penetanguishene-based hospital was topped by Dr. Kevin Young, $446,040, Dr. Akaland Mishra, $407,960, and Dr. Plabin Ismail, $407,938. The Waypoint list also featured numerous program and department managers, pharmacists, registered nurses, psychiatrists and physicians. President and CEO Carol Lambie, who announced her retirement last year, was paid $383,652 in 2021. At Georgian Bay General Hospital, 69 employees made the list, up from 53 in 2000, led by President and CEO Gail Hunt at $255,786, who was followed by Hospital Vice Presidents Bill Whitaker, $169,789, and Sukhjeet Saini, $150,677, along with a number of nurses, pharmacists, program managers and nurse practitioners. Over at Chigamick Community Health Center, 5 employees made the list, including nurse practitioners Nicole Ayotte, $122,187, and Sandy Parks, $122,187, and doctors Kevin Byron, $296,447, and Kyle Lee, $171,141. Meanwhile, Dr. Charles Gardner, the Medical Officer of Health for the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, earned $372,928.50 in 2021. Dr. Lisa Simon, the Health Unit's Associate Medical Officer of Health, earned $346,428.19, while Dr. Colin Lee, also an Associate Medical Officer of Health, was paid $283,351.30. There are 270 County of Simcoe employees on the 2021 Sunshine List, an increase of 18 listings from the 2020 list. Sal Mark Aitken topped the list, making $288,227. He was followed by Health and Emergency Services General Manager Jane Sinclair, $236,850, Social and Community Services General Manager Gregory Bishop, $229,643, Corporate Performance General Manager Trevor Wilcox, $225,822, and Senior Counsel Marshall Green, $204,596. There are more than 2,000 Simcoe County District School Board employees on the 2021 Sunshine List. Director of Education John Dance tops the list at the Public Board with $245,289. Retired Director Steve Blake earned $232,563 in 2021. Secondary teacher Karen Littlewood was next, $216,559, followed by Brian Jeffs, superintendent, who earned $210,253. Littlewood is also president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. There are 865 Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board employees on the list. Almost double the number of 2020, 423. Topping the list is Director of Education, Francis Bagley, who earned $264,161 in 2021. There are more than 5,375 OPP employees on the list. Those range from frontline officers to those working in supervisory and management positions throughout Ontario. The highest paid OPP employee is physician Andrew Reed, who earned $381,933 last year. Second is OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick, who earned $354,343, more than $30,000 more than the previous year. Topping this year's provincial list is Kenneth Hartwick, President and CEO of Ontario Power Generation, who earned $1,628,246. In 2021, about $400,000 more than the previous year. The top overall four earners work at Ontario Power Generation. Since 1996, public sector organizations, including municipalities, have been required to disclose the salaries, names, and positions of employees paid $100,000 or more in a calendar year. You can check out the list here. With files from Derek Howard and Dave Dawson.